Tribal coal management and Chinook bycatch took center stage Tuesday at a subsistence panel at the Association of Village Council Presidents Conference. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Reflecting on a tense and important 2014 season, Cora Campbell, the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, thanked the pack room of YK Delta fishermen for their sacrifices.
And so I want to start by complimenting you on the leadership and the conservation ethic that people showed this season in understanding that those salmon needed to pass to the spawning grounds. Thank you for conserving Chinook salmon.
Federal managers actually controlled the Chinook fishery early in the summer, and if tribal leaders build on momentum to create tribal fish commissions, there could soon be new management players. Sky Starkey is a longtime attorney for AVCP and presented an aggressive timeline for bringing in new voices.
The overriding hope is that the commissions and the tribes will meet together sometime early in the spring and will develop among themselves their ideas about how they want the rivers managed for the next year. That those tribal management plans for Chinook salmon will go to the department and to the Fish and Wildlife Service to be part of what happens for the fishing for next year.
There are still many unresolved questions related to legal issues and funding the commission. Starkey says one idea is to institute heavy fines on pollock boats that catch king salmon in their nets and use those funds for the commission. Bycatch was never far from the panelists' remarks. Commissioner Campbell touted the state's efforts to push the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's current study into possible steep reductions to Chinook bycatch limits.
What we have heard is we want the burden of conservation to be shared amongst all users. What we've heard is that when we have restrictions in river, we want other users to be contributing to the future of Chinook salmon as well.
Victor Joseph, the CEO of the Tanana Chiefs Conference, reminded the convention that the health of the fishery depends on the support from all users.
We need to know what's happening from a holistic viewpoint with this fish and with our fisheries. As I'm looking at it, whether it's the federal government, state, and the tribes at the table, and all other concerned parties, we need to find balance.
Gene Peltola Jr. from the Federal Office of Subsistence Management also spoke during the session. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.